Today's reading begins in Numbers chapter 20, verse 22. Numbers chapter 20, verse 22. And they journeyed from Kadesh, and the people of Israel, the whole congregation, came to Mount Hor. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron at Mount Hor on the border of the land of Edom, "Let Aaron be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land that I have given to the people of Israel, because you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor. And strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered to his people, and shall die there." Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there on the top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron had perished, all the house of Israel wept for Aaron 30 days. When the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev, heard that Israel was coming by the way of Etherim, he fought against Israel and took some of them captive. And Israel vowed a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed give this people into my hand, then I will devote their cities to destruction." And the Lord heeded the voice of Israel and gave over the Canaanites, and they devoted them and their cities to destruction. So the name of the place was called Hormah. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food." Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. Today was another very short reading, but let's just comment on a couple of things before we close everything out for today. You've reached the end of the life of Aaron and Moses. Aaron is the one to die first, and God instructs Moses to take him up on this mountain and to strip him of his garments and put them on his son Eleazar, and this is to signify to the people the passing of this mantle of high priest onto his son. Even though the Lord is angry with Aaron, Aaron has served him, and I don't see this as some sort of a shaming to Aaron that was done, but matter of showing the people that now his son was going to take his place. On that note, though, we do see that God did mention why Aaron is going to die here and not in the promised land. Then you have this king that comes out and ends up taking some of the Israelites captive. I don't know how many some is. I suspect it's a significant number based on the way the people reacted. And so they promise to destroy the cities, and the Lord agrees with this, and so they do so. But this dedication to God does not last very long because they are out traveling again, and they begin to grumble against God, asking this question that they've been asking many times before: "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?" They mention no food and no water, but then they say they loathe this worthless food. So it's not that there's no food and not that there's no water, but they are not content with what they have. And contentment can be a great asset to a follower of God, and discontentment can be a huge temptation to anyone. We must be very careful. We do not allow discontentment to make us grumble against the Lord, be unhappy with what he has given to us. As a punishment for this, these serpents are sent in. Many begin to die. They apparently get the message because they come to Moses and say, "We have sinned. We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Please pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us." Notice that the Lord did not take away the serpents, but they made this serpent, putting it on a pole, so that anyone who is bitten, they can look at this serpent and live. Now, we also know that that becomes sort of an idolatrous figure for them at a later time. But there's also something else to consider. I think that perhaps this is a type of Jesus. In John chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15, it states there, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man also be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. So probably a benefit to the Jews to make this correlation between Jesus and this fiery serpent, for it was something they would have been aware of. But we also realize that we look to Jesus as the founder and the perfecter of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, stating who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So some correlation between the idea of being bitten by these serpents and they would need to look at this fiery serpent on a pole in order to live. And we must look to Jesus today in order to live. Something for us to consider today. Look to Jesus, have faith in him, serve him to the best of our ability that he might intercede for us so that we might access the grace and the mercy of God the Father. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.